Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Obviously, I prepare. Someone else does not prepare for this podcast.
Chris, I can't hear it. Hi.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Just it's, okay?
Yeah.
It's the week between Festivus and New Year.
I know. I mean, just okay, Chris, because, you know, I live in Southern California. If you're not aware, things are not good here in terms of the Rona. So I can't really go anywhere and, like, quarantine inside my house because for fear of getting the Rona.
I know.
But it's all good, Chris, because we have a very special episode today. Two things have happened that have not yet. Well, one has happened previously, but the other has not happened yet on this podcast in almost 2 years of recording. Chris, you have prepared material.
No, I've prepared before.
And prepped for this show. No, no, not in this manner. I feel like this was some good prep work on your part. I'm trying to be generous. You're ruining the whole thing.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, yes, yes. I just wanted to get credit for previous preparingness that you're not giving me credit for.
Okay, fine. And more importantly, I'm super excited to have Dez back on the show. Yay!
Hey. I was trying to think earlier if this is my second or third time on this show.
I feel like third.
Yeah, maybe.
Dez, I just want to let you know that I'm excited as well, even though Sarah said I'm excited, like her personally, not that we are excited. I'm glad to know that Sarah thinks of us as a we.
You mean as a me and a you, not a we?
Yeah, you don't ever say we. It's always about you.
Chris, you came prepared, so she just had to assert her dominance of the podcast, right?
Right.
She had to show that she was the one in charge. It's okay. That's
right. I am the one.
See? Dez knows. Pay attention.
It's hard to.
Well, welcome, listeners. If you're new, hey, thanks. You should go back and listen to more of these. This is what it is. Very haphazard.
But only a handful of the good ones.
Only a handful of the good ones. Yeah, the rest of them you could probably skim through. No, in all seriousness, Dez, I don't know if you've been listening or not. I'm not offended if you haven't. But this is a little podcast that we have been on hiatus. We're usually releasing, like, I would say average one per month, maybe two per month, for a few months here. And man, our listenership just keeps growing. Apparently they want less of us. Less is more.
So does that mean that I'll be honest, I haven't been listening recently.
Okay.
I haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts, a couple. But does that mean that I'm not your only Arizona listener now?
Yeah, hopefully. Wow. I haven't drilled down state by state, so we'll see.
I just need to make sure because I got to watch what I say, right? Because now there might be actually people listening from Arizona who know me.
That's right.
I don't think that's a big risk, Dez.
Yeah, I think you're pretty safe on that bet, but I mean, to each their own. It's out there. Yeah, and it's December 30th when we're recording this, so I'll have it out before 2021. Gosh, that seems so weird to say. I just feel like this is the year that wasn't. Doesn't matter. There's a lot has happened in this year. And Chris is drinking. I can hear that. A little mule there, Chris, and clinking the glass. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's delicious. Right. Yeah.
Well, I found out the other day at work, which I had never known this before, but apparently the original Mad Max is set in 2021.
That's true.
It was.
So we might have some exciting turns next year, too.
No, 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 no. No, no. Not a lot.
Oh, come on, Sarah. The cars were cool.
That's true. You're right. Okay, I'll give you that one. Listen, the other thing I saw on Twitter today, I know you two are on Twitter. We'll get into that later. Somebody tweeted out a picture of a poster or a book from, I don't know, the 50s or 60s, but talking about the 20s and how when everybody moved to Miami after the pandemic, it led to the Great Depression. I'm like, oh, great. Because in case you don't know, Silicon Valley is emptying to Miami currently. That's where everybody is moving. I'm like, what the shit? Stop it. No, not allowed.
We just need the Mayan calendar and we got the trifecta.
Hey, but we've got this podcast and, you know, we're winning.
Winning every single day.
Yeah, something like that. Good. Yeah. Well, so we should tell folks why Des is here. We've been trying to get her back on the podcast for a while, but we had a great little, not a tweet. See, I'm just thinking about Twitter. Great little chat session, our group text. And Des was mentioning some slang and emojis, and I was not familiar with any of them, and it made me feel very old. So right. She's here to school us.
It makes me feel old too. So, like, you know, some of them come from my kids. So I guess the podcast listeners probably don't know that I have an 11 and an almost 14-year-old. And so they use these words, and then I can figure out usually from the context of what they're using them in, what the words mean, right? And then we were discussing it at my workplace. So I work at a run specialty shop. Shout out Tortoise and Hare Sports if anybody's listening. But so in our staff, we're very like age separated. So there's some of us that are like around our 40s. And then there's a whole bunch that are in like their 20s. Right. So then we were discussing it, and they were kind of teaching us, schooling us on these terms, too. So the big one was like on Christmas. My son kept saying that he got that drip. Apparently drip is like when you look really good. But then I got further clarification from people that apparently know it a little bit more than my son, in that drip is your clothing, and then sauce is like your accessories, like your earrings or your chain or whatever.
Your bling.
Your bling, exactly. So you know, there was that. And so now me and one of my other coworkers, who's even older than I am, we go around and use that word as frequently as we possibly can. And much to the annoyance of our younger coworkers. Some of them think it's funny, some of them less.
They find it cheeky.
Big one is cap.
Wait, cap or tap?
Cap, like C-A-P.
Okay.
Like C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Right. And so I don't know where it came from, but like it's basically like if somebody said something and you'd be like, bullshit, right? Instead, now they say cap. And then if you say something and you want to let everybody know that you said it's true, like if I were to say like this podcast is the best podcast out there, no cap. So that means like I'm definitely not lying.
I just don't. Wow. So I feel like this is how our parents felt when we started using 90s slang. What do you mean? But ours was, I mean, I feel like a lot different. Maybe not. Totally and tubular and as if, and it didn't seem.
Didn't funny seem to go until next you started level. Saying them all. I like couldn't think of any.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, what are the 90s? Eat my shorts. Oh.
I remember that Simpsons episode.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Bugging out. I don't think I use some of these.
I definitely use whatever a lot. I use it still. Or whatever. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know any of them either. I don't know how to relate to people anymore.
It's terrible. Well, you have kids. I mean, you guys, you're just a few years behind us here. So
I was gonna say, yeah, they don't have that slang yet.
They're gonna have a whole new slang, probably.
I know.
Right. Oh, good point. There's enough of an age difference. Yeah.
Like I figured that if I use those words in front of my kids enough, they're just gonna stop using
them. That's right.
It's good reverse psychology there.
You should just start using 90s slang on them, Des.
Yeah, do it now. Just keep saying whatever. Yeah. As if.
I can get some clothing with some sunflowers on it, too, just to give the full effect.
And a scrunchie. Just put it on your wrist. Be all set. Oh, my gosh. I don't get it.
Yeah. So I do have, so my little preparedness I did today is I have 24 slang words that teens, not us, use in 2020. So I figured we could have a little quiz to see if you know. And some of them that you mentioned are on here, so we can that'd be cheating, but I can go through those now.
I feel like all of this slang is just stolen Black vernacular, is it not? This is very appropriated language that they're calling slang.
I feel like, yeah.
As a white man, I am telling you, you cannot use these words. It's not appropriate for you to be using this language. Okay, can we talk about emojis now? Because I need emoji help. I don't understand. Does text about eyes?
Clarification. Apparently there is, it's not like an iPhone emoji, right? It's on like Instagram or Snapchat or whatever other, what's the other, TikTok? I don't know. One of like the like apps that they communicate through. Mm-hmm. But apparently if you do the one where your eyes, the eyes are like bulging out, it means that you want to sleep with that person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were surprised. Yeah, me too. Yeah. So I was like, which emoji is it? To be clear, I sent all of the eye emojis when she texted that. So I was like, which one is it? I don't want to use the wrong one.
I'm pretty sure I would, before I was married, I would have sent that emoji if someone actually wanted to sleep with me. Glad to be so surprised.
Oh my gosh, is this a thing? Oh man.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're surprised.
Maybe.
I am very much never ever even using a smiley face with anyone ever, and like colleagues and stuff. Like I've already been told, you know, many podcasts ago, never to use the winky face.
Right. Winky face. Not cool, man. Don't use the winky face. I think as long as you're not sending like the eggplant water splash peach emoji, you're good.
No, that's the funny thing is like then like the younger generation, they don't know what we don't know too, because like, you know, I mentioned that I had never heard that googly eye thing, and they're like, well, you know about the eggplant, right? Like, yeah, I know about the eggplant.
We started that. Catch up. Oh, that's funny. We're aging ourselves.
Well, we already did with having the Festivus. So last
that's
week.
That's true. Yeah. That's
from
true.
1996 or 7 or whatever. Oh my gosh.
You know, I know. It was 1997 or 98. And it was the last season that episode aired, which was shocking me. I had to go watch it then, Chris. It was on Hulu, yeah. So I had to go. Had to go watch it. Festivus for the rest of it. Love it. Oh man, that show cracks me up.
Good. Are there any other emojis I'm supposed to use besides the trifecta we mentioned there?
I don't know. It's all very scary to me. I stick with my like crying laughing face a lot.
Oh, no. I like to stay in my lane. Smiley face, super flappy face, the one you're kind of like tilted laughy face when you're really laughing hard.
Right.
That's about it.
Although I have to say, like, when I moved over to iPhone, my happiest discovery on iPhone was that there were unicorn emojis on my phone.
Yeah, see?
With like the unicorn with the star eyes. So it's like a normal emoji, but it's a unicorn doing those things.
Yeah.
That was fun for me.
Yeah. Are you a big unicorn fan?
No, not really, but I just like that there are unicorns.
Yeah.
She just got excited at new emojis. Ooh, look, shiny thing. I will use this one now. I claim it. That's the thing on Twitter. People like put an emoji in their name. So they like claim an emoji, right? The Morning Brew Crew, of course, all has the coffee mug. It's part of their name. There's no flip-flop emoji. Still waiting.
All right, get on that.
Yep.
Preschool, and I had a friend named Robbie, and he insisted that his name was spelled R-O-B-B flower.
See?
He must have been way ahead of his time.
Way ahead. Yep.
Yeah. He must have been back from the future.
Right.
We were promised a lot from Back to the Future that we don't have. I'm very disappointed. I must say.
Right? Like they tried to pass off those like fancy skateboards as hoverboards.
Yeah, not even close. Mm. No, not the same at all. My microwave doesn't make my food. You know, in the microwave, you put in like this little tiny thing and you'd come out with a whole chicken. It's like all this crazy stuff. We do have the video calls though, and like the VR head calls and stuff. So that exists, but no flying cars.
I'll have to send you my sister-in-law. They got the Oculus virtual reality thing. Mm-hmm. And I tried it out. And I get motion sickness, so I was, like, very hesitant to do that because, like, I thought I was just going to, like, put it on my head and then, like, immediately get, like, nauseous and throw up. But it was so cool. It was ridiculous. We did, I did some, like, the tutorial and things like that. Like, having my hands and stuff, it was really neat. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool. So I wouldn't do it too long, but definitely the virtual reality thing was pretty neat because I'd never tried it before.
Right.
I don't know if either of you had.
I haven't for that same reason, because I have a fear of motion sickness. I get very motion sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
Yeah. That's not all about the technology.
I watch Black Mirror. I'm good on virtual reality.
I've never been able to watch that show. I can't bring myself to do it.
It's really disturbing. You probably shouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. That's everyone I talk to says that.
It's like different episodes, but they're all like set in the future with these like really disturbing realities, like taking, like, for example, one was like this.
Am I going to have nightmares?
They built these like robot dogs to like protect places. And then somehow like the robot dogs like turned against humanity. Right. Mm-hmm. And so this lady was trying to get like supplies from this warehouse for her family because it was like post-apocalyptic. Right. And then this like robot dog was like hunting her down, and it was like just shortly after I watched that episode and I saw the article where they came out where like some like European company had come out with these like robo dogs, and I was like, oh hell no. no. And like there's one too where it's like everything is like, yeah, like everything's like virtual reality. There was one where you could like block people, like it was almost like social media in real life, right? You could like block people, and like then your currency too is like based on like whether people like gave you likes or dislikes or like your star rating or whatever, but it actually like impacted your real life.
I would like that in real life if I was in charge.
They are and block creating everyone. Something. No, but they are doing a version of that, that it's giving you this like star rating based on your driving, your it's an insurance score, so it's like your driving, your finances, your health, all of that goes into. They're actually building that,
right? Well, that's the thing. It's like in the show, it's stuff that's actually happening, but they just like take it to like
the next, you know,
the ultimate conclusion, which is never in the show a positive,
right? Well, because we know how these things end, not well.
And then good. It's okay. We're all living in the Matrix, so.
Gosh, I took the wrong pill, I think. I'm going to go back. Choose the other one.
Did you see the next one's coming out?
Really? This
year, when? Or 2021. Matrix 4.
That'll be awesome. I'm excited.
Something to look forward to next year besides vaccinations.
They're coming. It's all coming. Can't
very
wait.
Exciting. I know. Exciting.
Can't wait to get back to normal, whatever that is. Just be able to leave my house, I guess. Yeah, it's very true. All I want is to just be able to like go to a store without having to worry about catching a deadly virus. That's it. Bar is very low for me still. I don't even like shopping, Des, and that's all I want is like, you know, be able to go into a store.
It was funny because my boss at work, we went over to the mall the one day because our shop is close to the mall. And we were like talking, and she was saying about like when you go into the store, is like look at the way they like merchandise their products, because then it gives you ideas to use in our store, right? And I was like, do you know me? Yeah. I don't go in stores.
Yeah. So you're like, when I'm walking by,
fun. If I realize there's an essential item of clothing that I'm missing, I go to a store with the sole purpose of getting that item of clothing or food or whatever it is that I need and leaving as quickly as possible.
That's right. Exactly. I'm telling you, the food delivery and pickup thing we've got going now with all the grocery stores and Target, Costco, all the stuff, I'm never going back. It's great. I'm like, this is terrific because you don't have to make a list. You make your list as you shop. You're like, what do we need? You walk around the house, fill it out in your app, and then either go and have it put in your trunk or have somebody deliver it to you. I'm like, this is amazing.
Sarah, we'll talk about that maybe in the new year. What things that we think are going to go back to normal and what things are here to stay. That'd be interesting. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Talk about. Because, okay, yeah, I definitely maybe. Think, I definitely like the, I don't necessarily like the food delivery because I don't get it. out here in the middle of nowhere, but I don't get it both ways. But I think definitely like the shopping to go type stuff is phenomenal, and not having to wait in lines, and
it's amazing. Yeah. I love it. It's just great because I don't want to go in a store. Like, I want the ability to go in, but I don't actually want to step foot in. I want that freedom.
I just want the option. I want the illusion of choice.
That's right. Thank you. That's perfectly put. Yeah, the illusion of choice for sure. Good.
I'm never going to step in it, but I want at least to have the option.
I want it to be there just in case.
It's funny. I'm the dissenter here, too. I'm not a big fan of the delivery things. But I think some of it is mud. I'm not judging when I say this, okay? I'm not trying to judge anybody. But, like, you know, I go to, like, Fred's here. And then I see the poor, like, 7-year-old woman who apparently Medicare doesn't pay for all of her medications. And she's in there in her little, like, Instacart t-shirt shopping for these 20-year-old kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We just
do the pickup. We don't do the delivery.
Yeah.
So
we do pickup as well. We do delivery when we have to from Costco is the only one, but most of we try and get all locally sourced stuff. So like all of our produce comes from a local farmer and our fish comes from the fishmonger and all that stuff gets delivered, and we'll happily pay whatever delivery charge they're charging because we know that they're, you know, stimulating local. Yeah. But I don't like the big shopper people. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. You guys always have stories because you got kids. I have Building 6. That's what I got for my story.
Anything going on with Building 6 recently?
Not this week. They've been quiet over there. I guess because it's holiday.
No Christmas festive shenanigans or anything?
Not that I saw. Although it's been cold and rainy here. So, you know, we've had the window closed a lot.
Blinds. When you say cold, what, like 50s?
Okay. 60s? It's been like, you know, 60, Chris. It's chilly.
Get out of here.
It's very cold.
It has been like high 30s, low 40s, a couple overnights. Like during the day, it gets to like 70 here easy. But it's been like, you know, and like if it drops down in like the 40s, I like walk outside and I'm like, oh my God, I think it's going to snow. It feels like snow out here.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Oh, good. Well, thanks, Des, for joining us this week to talk about slang. Yeah. Chris read a lot of words he shouldn't be talking. Shouldn't be reading. Makes us, yeah. Anyway, we're happy to have you on. We'll have you back on at some point, hopefully before the next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
If you want to follow along in between episodes, where can people find you, Des? Are you on social media anymore? You're not on socials? You want to plug anything?
Not, like, too much on social. I've been more on social for, like, my work. Finlay, Finlay Coaching, is Facebook and Instagram. See, I use them so little I can't even think of the terms anymore. And also, too, I do a lot of posts on Tortoise and Hare Sports, which is the running store that I work for. And then if anybody's interested in run coaching, of course, and all of your many listeners that you now have, if you go to teamrunrun.com and search for Desiree, you will find me. And I do virtual online coaching now.
Nice. That'd be awesome. Great. I'll be sure to link that in the show notes too, so folks can get there quickly and
cool.
Sign up. She's an awesome running coach. Just saying, personal experience. Great. Chris doesn't have social media, so we don't talk about his, but the show does. You can follow us on Twitter. Can I tell you? That's letter U, funny. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Nosox. You can go to our webpage and submit a story anonymously. It's all linked in the show notes. You can subscribe, rate, and review. That helps us the most. Tell your friends, family, coworkers, you know, listen, laugh, have fun. What else, Chris?
That's it. I have no PSA. I do have a PSA.
Okay.
If you're able to get your vaccine, get it for COVID.
Yes.
If you're next in line, get it.
That's right. Both doses.
Don't listen to all the conspiracy theories out there.
Right. Trust the science.
No microchips, no third arm.
I still think a third arm could be useful. I don't know.
You know, Chris, maybe, you know, in another 2 weeks after you've had the vaccine, we'll we'll be able to hear back.
Yeah. I might be picking up radio signals. No. Yeah, because I'm getting mine this weekend, my first one. Right? So my first shot. Yeah. So
you'll be able to give real life advice on the podcast.
Right. Correct. Yep. Yeah. Awesome. You know what? We got to do one for next week just to prove it.
Right? That's right.
All right, man.
Everything
be 3 weeks in a row. It's just too much. People will stop listening now.
That'll be a lot. I'm sure the listenership will go down. No doubt. All right. Yeah. Well, good PSA. I totally agree. Everybody have a safe, socially distanced New Year's Eve. So ridiculous. But 2021 is, approaching, and that'll be a new year. Who knows what'll happen? We'll all go through it together. Until then.
Take care, everyone. Thanks, Des.
Bye.
Thanks.